Welcome back. My guest for this segment, Steve Forsell, an appraiser for 30 years. Was that a good guess?
Just about.
30 years. Welcome back to Radio Real Estate, Steve.
Well, thanks.
Belly up to the mic there. Don't be afraid. It won't bite.
I know. It never has.
I appreciate you coming in and some new laws you're going to tell us about. But I do want to tell you that I wrote a song, and I hope you're not offended by the first line. It's a, what do you call it when you change the lyrics for an existing song? Satire?
Limerick? Limerick?
No. There's a when you change the lyrics of an existing song, is a name for that. But anyway, it's Home on the Range. I won't sing it for you, but we're going to record it soon. And it starts off with, "Oh, give me a loan where appraisers don't roam." And I hope you're not offended by that. Have you had some, I know you're going to get serious, tell us about new laws and what's happening with your profession, and you're going to pretty much quit after the end of this program. But negative interactions or volatile interactions with real estate agents and sellers when a property didn't appraise at the value?
In 30 years, I have at times, but in general, I have a really good working relationship with realtors in Santa Barbara, and that's why I don't go out of Santa Barbara to appraise. And I find that realtors and appraisers have a very good working relationship in this town.
And it's interesting that you said you don't go out of town to appraise, because that's going to be part of our discussion.
That
about
is part.
Out-of-town appraisers coming into Santa Barbara.
Absolutely.
All right, I gave you the ball. You run with it.
All right, I'm going to talk to you about how the federal government has pretty much destroyed the appraisal business in the last couple of years with regulations and requirements. And they started off creating something called HVCC, which was the Home Valuation Code of Conduct. And I'm only going to talk, it was a big agreement, and I'm going to only talk about the appraisal part because we don't really have that much time. But people think it was a law that was passed last year, but it really wasn't. It was an agreement between Andrew Cuomo, who's the New York Attorney General, now running, I think, for governor, and between Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. And it was an agreement that had a lot of regulations in, and its attempt for appraisers was to try to create a firewall. And that firewall was between brokers, bankers, and the appraiser. Thus, to have bankers and brokers not saying, "Steve, I need you to go out and appraise this for X because that'll make our loan." Well, if they think that was the major cause of the housing problem, they're out of their minds. You know, that does occur, and I've been an advocate for 30 years of weeding out the bad appraisers in the business. And there are a lot of appraisers that just do not do a good job and do what they're asked to do. Not much in Santa Barbara. Santa Barbara has a pretty ethical group of appraisers. But the way to do this was not for Andrew Cuomo to come out with this crazy idea of the HVCC, where he tried to create a firewall, and I'll explain to you what he did to create that. The way to do that, to weed out bad appraisers, is to actually have some teeth in punishment. And when appraisers who have to be licensed or certified with the state, you know, that's where when enough complaints come in, instead of just slapping their hand, sending them on their way, there should be some real teeth in the law that takes bad appraisers, so they're not doing the same thing for 20 or 30 years and not being called on it. But what HVCC, as far as appraisers go...
Tell me again what that stands for.
The Home Valuation Code of Conduct. And what they tried to do to create this firewall was brokers no longer, who were many of my clients, and bankers cannot call me anymore. They're not allowed to call and order an appraisal. Well, that makes things a little difficult because normally there's a lot of questions involved. So where do they go to order the appraisals? Now they have to go, there's two options, and one that's mostly used is to go through what's called an appraisal management company. Now, appraisal management companies are big organizations or small, but they're all around the country. They may be ordering appraisals from Minnesota or New York for Santa Barbara. They then have a computer list. Well, they don't take into account who's the best appraiser for this property. What they do is the computer automatically goes down the list, and all you have to have done to get on that list is put the zip codes that you work in. This is what you were mentioning a minute ago. If you are from Los Angeles, San Diego, San Francisco, I don't care what, if you put 93109 on the computer as one of the areas you work in, you go on the computer's list. Okay, and the computer randomly goes down the list, picking people for each assignment. Also, they ask for a quote, and they'll get the cheapest appraiser. So their goal is to get things the fastest. They ask for ridiculously short times, you know, 3 days or something. You can't do a proper appraisal normally in that time. They ask for the cheapest when prices have been going down and down. And guess what? Who gets the rest of that money if it's normally was a $500 appraisal that we used to do, and now they're willing to pay $300? Guess where that other $200 goes?
To the management company.
Guess who owns the management companies? The banks, for the most part. There are some independent ones, but many of them are owned by banks. So the bank has essentially worked this out so that they can now take appraisers, pay them 50 or 60% of what they used to, expect the same product, expect it in a much shorter period of time, and they've added, I won't go into the name of the forms, but they've added several things to the appraisal to make it more difficult to do. So they want it cheaper, faster, and they want more done in the appraisal.
Well, what I'm hearing is that one of your concern, well, your biggest concern, and it should be a concern for the bank itself and the borrower, is that you don't feel they're getting the best person for the job in the zip code 93109 or 108, someone who's maybe done 100 appraisals in that zip code, and they're trying to... You know what I like about your analogy? Is it's almost like putting in speed bumps to stop the speeder. Instead of giving out tickets and making certain that people just don't speed, they just maybe give out speed bumps, or worse, when the speed limit is 35 miles an hour, they raise it to 40 because everyone's doing 40. Right. It's just not, well, doesn't make sense.
If you want the cheapest appraisal and you want any appraiser, not necessarily the most qualified, and you want it done very quickly because of the
But it's not cheapest to the consumer. They're still paying
They're still paying it, but if that's what the bank wants, well, that's what they're getting. And this is what has driven a lot of appraisers out of the business. When you were kidding a minute ago about after this show I wouldn't be appraising, I really am pretty close to calling it quits for this. Might go to the end of next year, but that's probably it because this is just not worthwhile. I make, you know, a third of what I used to, and I'm doing the same amount of work.
And to be clear, you're saying the consumer is pretty much paying the same amount they were before.
Yes.
So it's not as if that someone's now,
true,
the consumers are paying less, so you're complaining that you're not making as much, which is a big distinction. And it seems like a shame with someone who would, you know, build a business, build a reputation, build a knowledge base, become proficient, professional, the go-to guy, and then suddenly you're kicked off the table.
This is how the government operates when they try to get into something they don't understand. And if Andrew Cuomo thinks he understands appraisals, you know, he's just out of his mind.
Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate. I apologize if Andrew Cuomo's listening. RadioRealEstate.com, 452-2428 is the phone number if you have a question for Steve Forsell, appraiser, 452-2428.
Can I tell you about the second?
Keep going.
The second portion?
Yes, please.
Okay. The other option that it was very confusing in the beginning, and everybody thought they had to go to appraisal management companies. There was then given another option to create a firewall, and this one is more rational but not used very much. And that is if you have a different department within your bank, and two that I think do a very good job of this is Heritage and Community West here in Santa Barbara. At least the last time I checked, they would have a separate person in a different department handling it. So the firewall was created. I didn't call my 20-year friend and he didn't call me and order an appraisal. Somebody else in a different department does it. Now that's a perfectly rational way to do it because they then evaluate the appraisers. They know the appraisers. They're local. They don't get somebody coming from Los Angeles to do an appraisal in Santa Barbara. But that method isn't used very much. You know, most everybody wants this computerized, large, nationwide management companies. And so the banks that have gone to the other option, which is perfectly legitimate, I think, you know, are ones that I still enjoy working for and that still put out a good product as an appraisal.
Just for people who don't own a computer, you have used the reference a couple of times as a firewall, and basically kind of the separation. They're trying to create duplicity and create a barrier between people that might conspire to do something and create an appraisal that's not, you know,
But again,
fair.
The way to solve that problem was not this. It was to punish appraisers who consistently did bad appraisals over the years, which has been really lax.
So how long will this – you said it's not an agreement, this home valuation code of conduct. It's an agreement, not a law. Sunsetting?
It's gone. here's the interesting part, is as of last week, a law went into effect called the – and you're going to love this.
And last week being about the mid-October 2010.
Mid-October, yes.
Okay.
You're going to love the name of this. The Dodd-Frank Wall Street Reform and Consumer Protection Act.
Well, I was going to write that down, but I don't think I will.
Not necessary. Anyway, that sunset the HVCC. So HVCC went away. And appraisers, of course, had been petitioning to get rid of HVCC ever since it went into effect. And it had some positive response. And I give credit to Dodd and Frank for at least coming up with a law that changes part of that. Now, the big question is, what did they really change and how is it going to affect us in the future? Well, they put some more guidelines. These appraisal management companies were out there operating completely out of control. They had hardly any regulations on them. Well, this put some regulations on them. So we may actually see a better job done by the appraisal management companies because there's now a law that puts some requirements on them. But a lot of the same things, and you know, always with these federal laws, they're subject to interpretation, and we go down the line and we see how it's going to work and how whether it's really going to be better for appraisers and consumers. But a very good example of it is that frightens me and a lot of other appraisers is what did Dodd-Frank put in there for fees for appraisers? They said, and this may turn out to be a good thing, they said what you should be paying is not the cheapest thing you can get, but what's called customary and reasonable fees for the area is what appraisal management companies should offer. Okay, that sounds very good. Now, right to the bitter end, the banks were in there arguing and with the Congress saying, well, we think that reasonable and customary is what we can get it done for, you know, in, say, the lowest price possible. They fought it to the very end arguing that. And to their credit, Dodd-Frank and the others on the committee said, no, that really isn't a criteria. That's your business model. And they suggested that maybe VA or FHA, which sets their own prices, should be more or less the customary and reasonable. So I'm now kind of waiting, since this just started last week, to see whether appraisal management companies start to send me appraisals with a more reasonable fee on it, so I don't have to just send right back to them and say, I can't work for this much money, reconsider your fees, which is what I end up doing 5 or 6, 7 times a week.
But, wow.
Yeah.
Turning down that many appraisals?
Oh, yeah, because we're in a refinance boom right now. Remember, everybody is refinancing because you can get rates at 4%. So there's so much work out there. And if I was taking on all assignments that came and because they were paying a reasonable amount, and they didn't have a constraint of 3 to 5 days to get it back to them, I'd have 30 or 40 appraisals to do right now.
And again, you're saying that this lower fee being paid to you is not passed on to the consumer, so it's not as if you're complaining like you're a mom-and-pop shop and you're complaining about Home Depot moving into town. The consumer is not benefiting from this.
Yeah. Exactly. The appraisal management companies have to run their operation. They have a headquarters. They have people that call you annoyingly enough constantly to ask if you're going to get it done on time after you've already – they treat you like a kindergartner to ask you if you are going to finish the appraisal on time when you've already contracted with them and sent them a thing saying, yes, I will have it to you by XYZ. Well, they have some 20-something-year-old calling you to make sure like you were – incapable of doing an appraisal in the time frame that you told them you were going to do it. So all those people have to be paid. Well, they're not paid out of the generosity of the owner of the appraisal management company. They're paid because the fee that they charge to you to get a loan part of that goes to pay those guys to call me and say, when am I going to get that appraisal?
Has the cost of appraisals gone up over the last 3 years?
See, I do not know because I don't know what they're charging. We're not privy to that. You know, I have no idea what, if you go to apply for a loan and they say, Mark, here's what we're going to charge you for an appraisal. I never will know be privy to that information. All I'll know is what they're saying to me, that they will pay me. But it's kind of understood, and appraisers kind of believe, and I don't know if we have a lot of empirical data, that they take about a third.
I was talking with Steve Forsell, appraiser here in Santa Barbara for about 30 years, who's in such demand that his cell phone right now is ringing, and it's probably from some management company asking yeah, where the appraisal is.
Sorry.
So tell us what else. You talked about a little bit about something called BPO, broker price opinion. And there's, when I first started in the business in '88, somehow I got on a list, and it was some company that for some reason they needed a simple miniaturized version of an appraisal. And a licensed real estate agent could do it, and they were paying something like $50, $60, $75, and they wanted someone to go out there and take some pictures and fill out a little form, you know, give them three actives, three solds. And it was called, they wanted a broker price opinion, and it was sometimes for the benefit of maybe a trust or an estate or a probate, or maybe they were facing foreclosure, or maybe they, you know, So it wasn't for a loan and a refinance and a new purchase. And, you know, I did it for a little bit. And, you know, I was going to throw you some money. I'd maybe take an hour. It was, you know, it seemed like it was. But then as I started to get a little busier, I thought to myself, well, I don't need to do this anymore. And I gave it up. And then years later, when you have some lean years, you thought, boy, I wish I had that income streaming in. So I know people who still do that. And you're saying that that's going to go away?
Let me read you verbatim what's in the law. Although a BPO costs less for a lender, it cannot be legally used as a primary basis for determining value, according to the reform bill, to replace an appraisal report. The BPO is also no longer an acceptable alternative to a qualified review or quality control test as previously allowed by Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae under the HVCC. So, the answer, assuming now that how this is interpreted by the courts and what the federal government does fooling around with this law, apparently now it cannot be used as a primary source for valuation. That doesn't mean that you can't do one and they can't hire you to, but they also will need an appraisal. Well, now, are they going to pay for an appraisal and pay you $75 or $100 to go do that? Probably not.
Probably not. Well, Steve Forsell, you know, with a name like Forsell, you really should have gotten into selling real estate because it's a pretty unusual name. You've been in town for 30 years. I hope you can manage. I hope the laws manage to keep you in business because I know you've got a great reputation and you've been doing appraisals. And, you know, we need a go-to guy that's going to be fair and honest. Just in closing, in the first segment, I mentioned the lanai. And you knew the street, and you knew what a lanai is. There was a new listing up on off of San Antonio Creek Road. I spoke about it, Maria or something, San Maria. I can't, one of those little short legs as you're heading up San Antonio Creek, almost to 154.
Via Maria?
Via Maria. See, this is why we have a guest like Steve on the program. Richard never comes through for me on the names of the streets. And so... this house, the house was just unbelievable. Big vaulted ceiling, and the kitchen, living room, dining room kind of L'd around this lanai with the bifold glass windows, you know, the doors instead of the telescoping doors, you kind of have those bifold, and just magnificent. And you did feel like you were in Hawaii, and it was just really, it's really very attractive. So something like that, do you find, is there something, sometimes a piece of architecture or structure or someone's idea, and you walk in and you think, you know, gosh, they didn't have an architect, or what were they thinking? Anything come to mind that's either very good or very bad that will either hurt or help an appraisal detract or add to it?
Well, those are all called either quality of construction or functional items. And, yeah, we run into that everywhere. My wife and I were out looking at open houses yesterday in Montecito, and we looked at one house that was the rooms were so chopped up and scattered, and they were asking a big price for this house. And we both walked out just shaking our heads saying, well, wait a minute, you wouldn't even be able to walk down the hallway hardly. The hallway was only like 3 feet wide, and they're selling this house for a lot of money. So, yeah, the functional part of the house is always something we look at.
You know, it seems like maybe you should write a book. And
I was going to go into radio real estate. Yeah. Right.
Retire. We have room for you. You could do a radio program. But it seems like a book, you know, I mean, I'm sure I don't do a lot of reading, but there must be books out there to guide people as to, you know, hey, you're thinking about redoing your kitchen or redoing this or adding a room or, you know, some kind of book from the point of view, of course, of an architect, but an appraiser who, you know, knows what adds value, what doesn't add value. My buddy Brent sent me something about kitchen remodels, and you know they have lists of, well, if you add a kitchen or if you add a bathroom, you know, go from a one bathroom to a two bathroom, you remodel a kitchen, things that you can do to enhance. Why don't you write that book? We'll have you come back on.
I'll be glad to do that.
Steve Forsell, Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate. Thanks so much for joining me, Steve.
Thank you, Mark.
Keep me posted. Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, RadioRealEstate.com, 452-2428, 452-CHAT. We'll take a break. We'll come back with an update on Randy Quaid and perhaps I'll tell you about a guy who called me from outside the area code. You're talking about appraisers coming from outside the area code. I got a call from the 818 area code who found me on the web, not from listening to the show, and he had a real estate question. He was in a bind. So we'll tell you about that when we return.